How is it out there so far?
Pretty good. Things are going well. We've made some progress. Guys are working hard. Their working is pretty good. And you know, every day is you know, like Coach says, it's you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So we just started. So you know, it's a process. We're trying to build and you know, like I said, trying to string them together. Every day is going to get tougher and tougher. And we're just trying to string them together one day at a time.
How different is it this time around?
You guys paired that together? I would say for pretty much the same for the organization as far as the last time I was here. But me personally, I know I've matured as a player, matured as a person. I'm a lot smarter now than I was then. I think more so when I was back here and. At the age of 26, more so playing off of talent, and you know, now I've kind of developed into a smarter player, better route runner, and things like that.
Does Tom Brady still throw the ball as hard?
Yeah, he still got it. Even now, he's 45 years old. He's still making some good throws. So, you know, things are going pretty well. But you know, he's, you know, same guy. He's passionate, fiery, and he keeps us all going.
How much does that familiarity that you have with him help you out this time around?
I think it helps out a lot because, you know, even aside of football, I've known Tommy even before I came here the first time. And, you know, we've kept in touch throughout the years. And, you know, just being in this offense before, it's really helped me, you know, being here in the spring, being able to pick back up on some of the terminology and some of the plays. And, you know, right now, like I said, we're just trying to string them together. So far, so good. But, you know, there are going to be some times where we reach some adversity, you know, on offense, and we just got to fight through it.
Has this offense changed at all since the last time?
I would say it has some. I think it's evolved because when Josh left you know, they incorporated some things while he was gone, and now that he's back, he's also incorporated some of the things that he brought back with him that he didn't do when he was here the last time. So, you know, we're all, like I said, that's what the spring was for. We were trying to string some things together. And here in training camp now, I think it's pretty much the same thing. You know, they're putting in, you know, that's what training camp is for. You put in a lot of stuff, and you see what sticks, and you do what you do best, and you try to work on that as much as you can.
Were you excited about the chance to come back?
Yeah, definitely. You know, any time you can come back to a great organization like this, great fans, great people here in the city, you know, it's always a plus. And there was no doubt in my mind that, you know, if they would have welcomed me the opportunity to come back, I'd jump at the opportunity.
Dante, Bill praised your leadership ability earlier today. Can you just take us through the process of how you've morphed into a leader, or do you feel like you are one?
I really don't think of myself like that. I just try to go out and, you know, help out the young guys as much as I can because I was once that guy. And anything that I see from the younger guys that they might not notice that they're doing, I try to pull them to the side and tell them, you know, some things here and there. But, you know, I just try to do the things that I've learned throughout my career. Here, when I was back here, 07, it was my fifth or sixth year in the league, and I was still one of the youngest players on the team. Vrabel, Brewski, Rodney, T. Brown, I mean, all those guys, Randy, all those guys, you know, they were super veterans, and I was just a veteran at the time. So now, you know, throughout my career, I picked up a lot of things, learned a lot from those guys. And now, you know, like I said, now that I'm here, I'm in my 10th year, and I try to help out the younger guys as well, the way that those guys helped me out a long way.
What's your message? I mean, do you have one in particular, or is it just subtle things?
Well, it's pretty much what Troy told us yesterday after practices. You know, if you're done playing after your first year, it's too short. And if you've played 15 years, it still seems too short. I'm in my 10th year now, and I can't believe I've been in the league already 10 years. It definitely has gone by fast. So I tell them to take advantage of it. Of the opportunities that you're given, because you never know when it's going to be over, whatever it's due to an injury or you know, the numbers thing. You never know when your opportunity is going to come, so you have to make the most of it.
Did you ever think it was going to be over for you? Going back to a few years ago.
You know what? I'm always try to keep positive as best I can, so that never really honestly crossed my mind at the time. But now, looking back on it, knowing how blessed I am to still be here doing what I love to do, and being around the fellas, it's truly a blessing.
You're a veteran, and I know you've seen a lot of different offenses, and you've seen the league kind of evolve. Like, is it amazing to you to see, like, the fullback position kind of go the way of the dinosaurs? Like, type of
Well, you know, this game is it's evolved ever since. You know, they've snapped the first snap. So, you know, you either have to adapt or you get left behind. And that's what this game is all about. You know, I remember when I first came into the league, that's when they were just starting to use the tight ends as receivers. And now you see, you know, both of our tight ends here. I mean, all our tight ends, really. You know, those guys can catch, run, and block. So that's what the game has evolved into. And, you know, like I said, Bill's a master at you know, sticking with the times, and even with social media. So, you know, whatever it is, he tries to stick to it and tries to stay abreast of everything.
I was going to say, because Josh actually has a thing for actually using quarterbacks more than before. So I was going to wonder if, you know, you guys expect to see them more in the system? Or?
Well, I don't want to divulge any of that information and get put on the bulletin board tomorrow. But
recordable stuff.
you know, I think Josh is really good at taking his personnel and molding his personnel into the plays that he wants to call. He's done a great job of that. Obviously, if you look at his record, he's done a really good job. And you know, he expects a lot out of us, and we expect the same from him. So that's the good work that we all have together. It's you know, it's more of a man to man thing. It's, you know, it's a coach player atmosphere when it needs to be, but for the most part, it's man to man. We talk to him if we have any issues, certain plays and things like that, and he's open to listening to whatever it is. You know, so that's the good thing about being here with Josh and his offense evolving into what it is now.